Warning, the podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you'll eventually use as an adult anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea. Any moment within the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead or any actual events is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Except where specifically noted, otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated and no celebrities have endorsed any aspect of this show.
This could have been hot lava. That palace could have been a volcano. He could have been me. When I was a child, I rode my bicycle into a volcano, and it scarred me from head to toe.
How do you feel about the fact that your brother is more famous than you are?
I don't mind. He gets made fun of a lot and parodied on the internet, which I wouldn't care for myself. I have very thin skin. Literally, that volcano accident, I have very little skin left. I'm kind of like a wiener out of its casing.
Recorded live.
Three, two, one. Hey everyone, welcome out to the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky. You almost didn't think I was going to say that.
No, I did.
Too enthusiastic.
You did.
For 10 o'clock at night. 10:05.
10:05 Eastern time for all you bitches on the West Coast.
On the West Coast, it's only what, like 7 losers.
Fuck you, West Coasters. I keep wanting to say East Coast.
I'm on the West Coast, so I'm watching TV, like, you know?
They said, like,
yeah, actually,
football,
they do that.
It starts at, like, 10 a.m. instead of 1 p.m.
That would
stuff.
Suck.
Yeah, it would.
That
well,
would.
There was a comedian on the radio. He's like, you know what that means, though? It means you have to eat chicken wings at 10 a.m.
That is true. Yeah.
Oh, how horrible would it be black and cliched in L.A.?
But, like, prime time shows, sometimes they move them back an hour, but prime time over there starts at, what, like, it's more like 7 to 10 instead of 8 to 11 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, anyway. We got lots to do.
Welcome to the Good, Bad, and the Geeky.
That's
yeah.
John.
That's John.
I'm John.
In this corner, weighing in at...
See, every time I... Every
about
week,
a buck 80.
Buck 80.
See, every time I introduce you guys, there's like either A, no one responds, or B,
I'm taking charge, bitches.
Yeah, this is the John Lennon podcast. Go for it.
That's about it. That's not the intro. That's... James is over here on my left. Nick Knight is over there on my right.
Okay, wait a second, those. Nick's on my left.
On my right.
Oh, because
he did say.
Go and
this, what kind of triangle?
Jimmy's
this
on my left.
Isosceles triangle?
And on James's left is Nick Knight.
And
I am on
John.
Nick's left to complete the circle.
Well, it's a triangle.
Actually, Slug Bunny is in between you and I.
So, so it's a...
It's more of a...
And your guitar is also a living...
It is a member of the podcast.
It is. Does it have a name?
Taylor.
It's a Taylor? Oh, yeah. Yes, Taylor.
See?
Woo!
Ah!
Now available at your local Sam Ash for over $400.
Okay, well, let's
yeah,
if
it was only 400, I would have bought two.
Obviously, it was better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way to break up the intro with your...
We were having some witty repartee.
That was a
little
intro. I was ready to move on.
Well, we're all ready to move on. So, that was some great email, and... Okay.
Wait, we didn't do that. I don't need to read text message from my girlfriend, so shut up.
This girlfriend you keep speaking of, when will we meet her?
You've met her many times.
No, no, no. Not me. The listeners.
That was your girlfriend?
Yeah.
I thought it was a child.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
The great thing is she did admit that she would never listen to our show.
Yeah.
So
she's not really.
So
I'm
the
sorry,
more
organ.
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 I'm calling
it's
her
a,
organ.
Don't
I like
call
that.
Names.
We're not calling her names. It's her nickname.
Fine.
It's a Nate Alves.
She's not gonna listen to the show, so she doesn't know.
You know what? Secretly, she's going. Fuck Jimmy, you're in trouble,
you know
bitch.
What? When we go to Indiana for a wedding in a couple weeks, maybe I will take some selected episodes of the show. And make her
do it.
Make sure you take the white, the Star Trek White Supremacist one.
Yes.
Which happens to be the most watched episode, I believe.
Yes. Most listened to, but yes.
Most watched.
Although
most watched. They just click on it, and then they watch it.
Yeah. The audio bars slide across the screen.
Yeah.
With the sound.
Don't you think that's cool?
That is cool.
That is cool. Thank you. I found it thanks to my good friend JT. I found it to JT. They have something called PodPress. It's a WordPress application, and you can do that shit with audio files.
My email says, "Dear Nick, Jimmy, and John,
way to take
why
that
does
back,
Jimmy have to get emails going every week? Why don't you guys want to do emails?" Signed, loyal listener number 30.
Loyal listener number 30. Well, emails are sort of fake and not real.
Not all the time.
Not all the time, but it's just no fun 98%. Anymore.
98%. I would say
98% of the time, yeah,
they are fake.
They are fake.
Yeah, well, I'd say like more, like 92.6%.
If you're on the typical, hey, whatever inside joke that me, Jimmy, and John have with each other, I don't really see the email going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not saying we won't do email like the
I
way we do it.
It's a vital part of our show. We
I do
once
too.
Or twice, so I feel.
Sad. I see.
It gives me a chance to ask mostly Jimmy questions that you know.
So what question
someone else
would like
to know?
John?
What question do I have for you this week?
Yes.
I'm
curious.
Let's see here.
Put you on the spot.
It's like, I have many questions, many answers that need answering. That didn't make any sense, but that's okay.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Are you prepared for later on in the show when we discuss American Idol?
I am super fucking prepared.
Are you? Because I don't think you are.
I am. We're going to go. We're going to have words about Brooke.
Yeah.
And her unfairness of being kicked off.
I disagree.
But we'll talk about it
later.
We'll talk about it later. Big show.
Stay tuned.
Good teaser to keep our listeners listening.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's my turn now, isn't it?
End of the reviews to keep them listening for the whole show.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Nicholas.
Dear Nick Nitro, Jimmy, and John.
Let's call Nick Icholas. Since you call him Morgan Organ, let's call Nicholas Icholas.
Why does Jimmy create stupid nicknames? Well.
I can feel this one, Nicholas.
Go ahead, Jimmy. Why do you create stupid nicknames?
Because I'm stupid.
Wow, I did not.
That was
insightful.
See, and then you yell at me and John for making fun of you sometimes.
Yeah, see.
And then you totally rip that up on yourself, sir.
Yeah.
Now, I'll totally say, hey, Jimmy loves the cock. I'll totally say that.
I understand
when
why.
It's warranted.
I do have pictures of roosters all over our apartment.
And cats.
I don't have pictures of either of those.
This is a joke. Okay. Okay, that's it. Every
you
email.
Have pictures of cats? You have pictures of cocks. Roosters.
I love
cats
you.
Cats because of pussies. I get it. That's funny.
Penis vagina. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. And I have pictures of... bags of pre-cut chicken breast.
I don't know. Chicken breast.
Okay, let's move on. Let's go on to the next.
Every fucking show, you have that.
You are allowed, you're able to put that on silent.
I can?
Yeah.
Did you call him an a-hole? Or did you say you're allowed?
Allowed.
You're allowed.
An able. Oh, you're able! Seriously, from over here, I thought you said you're an a-hole.
Well,
put that on silent.
Well,
you know, if it sounded like that, I would just left it because sometimes that's what I'm thinking. Jimmy, you're an a-hole.
Well,
and you're able.
Now, boys, let's scream about how we
able
live
to be an a-hole.
Yay! I'm an a-hole.
Asshole, yo.
Gotta watch our language if we want to.
Yes.
Get somewhere in the business.
I'll do it.
This business.
Yes. We're trying to get a demo together of our shows.
Okay. Yeah, we want to do a demo, like spread out.
Maybe, okay. Send it out to some stations or some whatever.
So we're going to try.
Well, let's fucking get on this shit. And
right fucking now.
I'm going to say fracking from now on because it's Battlestar Galactica friendly and it keeps me.
By the way, Jimmy, I used your word tonight in Scrabble and I got points.
You used fracking?
No, I used. That's your word?
Yes, I made it up. No, Taz, T-A-Z-Z.
No, Jimmy, remember, I use the new version of it, T-A-Z.
Well, you know, it's more hip now with the onesie.
Well,
onesie?
Don't
babies wear those?
Yes, indeed.
Onesies. In the news! This is a big news story. Next week's Nielsen February Sweeps is canceled!
Dun, dun, dun!
They will, however, do a Nielsen March streaks. The reason for that is because the digital signals take over in mid-February. I think it's like February 19th or 17th or something. Dun, 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 analog goes away. Dun, dun, dun. Switch over thing. Nielsen decided to just hold off, skip that month, don't interfere with that, and wait till March.
Nielsen's like, don't be a bitch. Wait out till March, motherfuckers.
But that's pretty big news.
It's all right. Didn't we discuss that Nielsen is rigged anyway, so it didn't matter?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Because what was it? Mad About You, fucking Paul Reiser, everyone in his family had a Nielsen's TV. Right. So that means, of course, Mad About You is going to be one of the highest rated shows when it's on the air on Nielsen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway. What other news did you have, Jimmy?
And, like, this February sweeps didn't matter anyway because everything was on rerun crap. But anyway.
Yeah, because writer's strike.
Yeah. I have a news story about Men in Trees. You know, it's kind of disappeared from the air.
Yeah.
And apparently they're going to wait till late May to bring it back and then burn off episodes to June. I really hope that doesn't get canceled because I love that show.
Jimmy, this just in, at 7:04 p.m. tonight, it is announced that Men in Trees has been canceled.
What?
It's been canceled.
No.
Yes.
You're lying.
We totally did not plan that.
We did not plan this bit at all. What? You're lying. Men in Trees isn't canceled.
No, I'm being serious.
We talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. Jimmy,
I mean, no, I'm surprised. No, I'm
all you had to do is let me in on a little secret.
But see, it adds to the surprise much better because Jimmy almost really got away with it until I sort of ruined it. So see, it worked.
And I could do the overdramatic crying, and it was actually more funny than it.
I'm doing a golf clap for you.
Not believable at all.
You failed.
It wasn't supposed to be believable. It was supposed to be overdramatic.
It was that. But no, seriously, though, it is sort of sad. They did announce it was canceled. So
let's switch our news to a more conversational format. John, did you hear that the 24 TV movie in the fall will take place in Africa?
No, I didn't.
It will.
How is that conversational? Are you trying to be racist here?
I'm bringing up John. How's that racist?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that meant.
Conversational. Instead of just reporting the news,
I actually don't watch 24, so I don't.
I
well, neither do I, but it's news.
But it sounds like conversational. I love 24.
No, I know you do, Jimmy.
Well, it's going to be in Africa. Whereas every other bit of 24 has either been Washington, D.C. or most.
Oh, okay.
So it's big news because 24 never leaves Los Angeles.
It's like Spider-Man, but when he gets emotional, he starts dancing emo.
Is he going to start out in Africa?
Like, the whole two-hour movie will be in Africa. It's a prequel to the new season.
Oh, so it's not an actual season.
Well, they were discussed, I guess, apparently. I had not heard this. During the first 12 episodes? Well,
are going to take place on a plane.
What? They are?
It's like a 12-hour fucking flight.
No.
Is he going to, like, get a call in L.A. and be like, come to Africa?
Well, apparently.
All right.
Apparently. Yeah. I just
going through security checkout.
And then there's a terrorist plot on the plane.
Well,
Jack Bauer, please take off your shoes.
That's 2 hours. No, apparently, because they'd skip it.
There's someone on the plane that's really annoying. It sits right next to him, and then it becomes a buddy comedy.
Yeah.
When he lands in Africa, he's like, quickly, I need to get the diamond to the place I need to go. Okay.
Well, apparently, they discussed doing the first hour or two of the new season in Africa and then doing a time jump, which would break the real-time format of the series. So I'm glad they opted not to do that, but the TV movie gives them the opportunity to do that.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And now you know.
And now
you know. Doom, doom, doom.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Ian McKellen is in the Hobbit movies.
Yes.
What's Del Toro or whatever is directing the
Guillermo del Toro. He's directing the new Hellboy.
He's vowing to get all the Hobbit actors to reprise, or the Lord of the Rings actors that are in the Hobbit to reprise their roles.
He's very cool. His official statement was along the line, this is lightly paraphrased, that if the actors are almost dead or almost in near fatal illness, I will not give up pursuing them to be in the movie. And so far, Elijah Wood and Viggo Mortensen has publicly said, we're pumped, we just need to get a phone call.
Well, are their characters in The Hobbit, though?
Well, supposedly, here's the thing, the second movie is going to be the bridge between the new prequel, the first movie, which I think will feature Smaug and everything, and then lead into Lord of the Rings. So
they're like creating a whole new story as the second movie.
Sort of. They're taking the appendices that no one really reads that much of. Because that's the thing. Aragorn and what's-her-name getting married didn't take place until the appendices. And they got married at the end of the third movie.
Uh-huh.
So they're taking a bunch of stuff in the appendices and sort of putting it in between like where it belongs.
That's interesting.
we'll probably see some of the stuff they hint at in the prologue of the first Fellowship movie. So,
well, as reported before, Michael Rosenbaum, who plays Lex Luthor in Smallville, will not return for the 8th
yes.
season. To replace him, they are bringing in Doomsday, an unnamed familiar female villain. It will be somebody familiar to fans of the... I don't know, fans of the show, fans of Superman, I don't know. But it's going to be a love interest for Clark, who's a villain. And they're bringing in Doomsday.
And the thing, I would be psyched about that, because Doomsday is, you know, the guy who killed Superman. But being the way Smallville treats the franchise anyway, I'm not that excited.
I'm hoping Jane Seymour is coming back, too, because they did reveal that one of the Veritas group is
They hinted
alive.
That she'll be coming back.
Well, they didn't say who it was, but they said one of the Veritas group did not.
Well, I don't know if it's that for that reason.
So I don't know if it's Jane Seymour, but I'm going
to... If you want to read Michael Rosenbaum's, for those who are big fans of the show, and you want to see his Goodbye to You, he's written posted it on TVGuide.com under Michael Cassillo's also report. He actually wrote typed it out and put it on there. And he pretty much confirms that he's not a main cast member, but he'll be back next season more than a few episodes.
Oh, I'm
he's
sure
just
he will.
It's kind of like Rebecca Romijn Stamos. She's off the show, but she's still a reoccurring role.
Yeah,
but it's not like every.
Oh, Ugly Betty.
Yeah, Ugly Betty.
Yeah, now Michael Rosenbaum will definitely be back for like the finale and stuff, but it's time to take Lex off the show.
I His will remember you.
So. Anyway, yeah. Mel Gibson ended his long hiatus of not doing any work because he's starring in a new
as an actor.
Drama called Edge of Darkness.
Dude's been busy as a director.
True.
Yeah.
Getting arrested, making Passion of Christ, being arrested, being racist. Your friends.
Did you see David Blaine was on Oprah? He held his breath for 17 minutes and 4 seconds, which is a world record. I don't believe any man can hold his breath for 17 minutes. So there's going to be some trick to it. You would die.
You seem very dead set on just...
You cut off oxygen. Yeah. I know, I was ignoring you, moving on. If you cut off oxygen to your brain for 17 minutes, you die. You're past dead.
I don't know, Jimmy.
There must be some...
Maybe it's magic.
Oh, ho, it's magic.
Do you believe you in know. Magic? In a young girl's heart. Not pedophile-y way, but in, like, a young girl that's of legal age.
You know,
wow.
You weren't even thinking that.
Well, I wasn't thinking that, Jimmy.
Apparently you
yes,
were.
You were.
No, we weren't.
I'm just teasing.
Sick bastard.
This is what... See, this
Let's
is...
Talk about some news.
This
stories.
Is the real fun of the show, because we get Jimmy paranoid that we're going to say something to him.
Yeah.
So then he cuts himself, cuts us
he really
off.
Does.
But we really don't say it.
I really didn't think you were going
to
come.
Yeah, we're not out to get you. We're not out to get you.
And I wanted to make the joke. You know?
But we are.
We're not getting you, like, 24/7.
Well, what about the other night when I was sleeping and you two crept in my room with, like, knives and silly putty?
What? Oh, yeah, I totally remember that.
Yeah.
In Never Never Land. Did we fly with our magical fairy dust?
Yes,
I really don't.
A fairy. You've heard it here, folks.
No.
Yes.
I'm one of the Lost Boys.
You had fairy dust.
See? I turned that shit around fast.
Okay, Nick.
Okay. News. Speaking of Ugly Betty, apparently the whole Britney Spears thing has been rubbing off on other networks. ABC, when they also announced the... Men Treasing also announced that...
The Britney Spears on
How I Met Your Mother. Thank you.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan has been cast as an old rival within ABC's Ugly Betty, which was rumored earlier in the week, but is now officially confirmed. She's in, I think, the last two episodes of the season, and apparently they love some of what she's read so far, that she might return next season for a 3-6 episode arc.
Wow.
Beyond that, I don't know the girl, and I don't watch Friday Night Lights. I know Jimmy started watching it, but the girl who Bria Grant, who made she played Landry.
Landry's girlfriend?
Yeah, rebound. The rebound girl. I'm sorry.
Girl.
Yeah, short-lived rebound girl in Friday Night Lights is joining the cast of Heroes as Joy, the speedster. She can run
short-lived
real fast.
Rebound girl. I don't remember who Landry's short-lived rebound girl was.
That's all I
remember that he had one, but I don't remember her.
That's all the information. I don't really know Brie Grant, so...
Okay. She must have been, like, a guest star. She wasn't a regular from Friday Night Lights.
I thought Friday Night Lights was about football.
It is.
Not basketball.
It's barely
about... But you're talking about rebounds and stuff, and...
I know, it's a little confusing. Former State of Emergency star Lori Loughlin. Are you sure you didn't want to take this?
No, for it.
Okay. Also known as Jesse's wife in the classic Full House, has been cast as the mother in 90210 Redux.
Well, she's playing the principal.
I'm sorry. Yes, I didn't correct that when Jimmy was telling me that earlier. And also, Jessica Walter is playing something. I don't know. At first, I thought it was the mother.
Jessica Walter's from Arrested
Development? Yes.
I'm hoping she's playing Lori Loughlin's mother. I'm hoping that's how the story was skewed, but I don't know.
Beyond that, Gail Howard from Queer as Folk is being cast as a mysterious new male figure who plays a big part of next season in Desperate Housewives.
Is he gay?
I don't know.
They have the gay couple in Mysterio Land, which we haven't seen in like 6 episodes.
Jimmy pointed this out, and he said it's news, and I don't watch the show, even though I am sort of pumped for the movie.
I'm not even pumped for the
movie. Speed Racer, The Next Generation, hits next Saturday?
Friday. Is what I wrote down.
Friday.
Did I write down wrong?
You told me Saturday.
I told you Friday.
You told me Saturday.
I wrote down Friday. Why did I say Saturday? If I
because maybe you weren't paying attention because you don't like the show.
Well, maybe you weren't paying attention because you don't like the show.
Maybe we both agree to disagree.
Take that come back.
But yet secretly agree that we both don't like the show.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I was typing it as you were telling me. That doesn't make any sense. Earlier before.
You don't make any sense.
You don't make any sense.
That's what she said.
Oh, God. Okay, so beyond that, I mean, there's nothing really...
I actually have...
going on.
More news.
What do you have?
I have some, I guess you could call it, strike news. Dateline, NBC. I don't know if it's NBC.
No, GBG.
Dateline, GBG. First day ratings from the shows after the strike have come in. Grey's Anatomy coming back had its worst regular Thursday night ratings ever. CSI had the worst ratings since season 1. House ratings dropped 22%. So the serial dramas took a big hit, but sitcoms returned strong. Family Guy had a strong opener. Office had almost the best ratings of the series, and the CBS sitcoms like Two and a Half Men and Now I Met Your Mother have some of their strongest ratings ever.
Doom, doom, doom. This has been the Good Ben Geeky Special Report.
Woo!
Wow, that was totally on the fly. We need to do that more often.
We do. I'm done with my
news. John, do you have
news?
Any
news? No.
I'd had a delicious sandwich.
When do I have news?
I have old.
Every once in a while, you come in with your little pad of news, and you surprise us. You go, I have news and reviews, and you hold up your pad. We go, the pad.
Can I read you a story from Olds?
What?
Olds. It's like news, but it's old.
Is it, hold on, is it this pad that you're talking about?
Dun, dun,
on my
dun,
old dun. Apparently, Judy Garland died of a
he can't get it out of the folder. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
It still has news written on it from last time.
But that's Olds, because it's last week.
Wow, that's really old.
Older
ooh, what news does it say?
Billy Joel and...
Oh.
I'm fucking Obama.
I'm fucking Obama.
Okay, yeah. I'm good.
I'm good too. We're all good together.
Let's take a break. Give me a break. Give
am
me
I
a
singing
break.
Now?
We'll be back after this song
that,
from John.
I thought you, know you said... Yes. Oh, no, you said you wanted to do something.
Right.
Yes, right
is
now.
Is this where we will hear my
here
song?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I had to think about it as per our conversation before the show. We'll be right back.
And I'll start now.
Hi, folks. This is JT from the GigCast, and I'm the host of a new daily podcast to raise money for a very worthy cause. It's called JT Ukes at 40, and on it I talk with my kids, play some music, and basically talk about my first 40 years and what I've learned. And it's all to help raise money to buy me a ukulele. What? No, I did. No, I told you it was a selfish podcast. No, I did. Anyway, folks, you can just go to nightgig.com/JT, listen to the podcast, tell your friends, and, oh, send me money, and we can all have a happy, happy day. Remember, that's nightgig.com/JT. Hope to see you there.
Hi. I know this is sort of a duh thing to say, but this is Nick Nitro. I'm from the podcast you're listening to right now, The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. If you'd like to hear us promote your podcast, audiobook, webcomic, or whatever it is that you do, then please write us at goodbadgeeky@gmail.com, and we'll promote your show over the podcast airwaves. Or use the form on our main website to contact us that way. It's just that simple. And now, back to this week's episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky.
Mama, she told me someday it would happen. She never said that would happen like this. Mama said some little girl catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with her kiss. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl, you got to me, you got to my soul. You got to me, you got control. You got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as Gibraltar, till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl, you got to me, got to my soul. You got to me, you got control. You got to me, you got to be mine.
And we're back. That was a great song, John.
Well, thank you very much.
Why did you choose the song you chose?
The song I chose was because of American Idol this week. And I believe... I will tell you why I chose it later.
Coming up later.
Coming up later.
This is John in the fight of the decade.
Ding, ding, ding. Who will be the winner, John or Jimmy? Find out soon.
It's probably me, yeah. If, yeah. Strength.
But it's not. Ha ha.
It's a battle of opinions.
Hey, can I just say that boy wrestles?
Opinions are...
Heads up.
Like
weak, weak nudge.
They stink and taste.
Watch out for the...
No, seriously, watch out for the grapple hold and the takedown.
This half hour brought to you by Pat Goblin with a taste goblins love.
This episode obviously is called We Sell Ass.
Toss Pat Goblin in there since...
Pat Goblin, though, is not sold out. Brought to you by Pat Goblin.
Pat Goblin does not approve this message, this podcast, or anything we've ever said.
Smodka? What is that sound?
What is it again? Also, check out JT over on
we had the breaking news. I can't do it now.
Check out what is podcasts.
They heard a promo after John's song.
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. I just
heard. What the fuck were you?
John.
Heck were you. Sorry. Language.
Fuck it, John. Damn.
You gotta frack and watch your frackin' language.
It's so not Taz to cuss, John.
Zero.
What?
Brack. Because frack's not from my book, Fraction Battlestar. Then you went to my book so that I can get other words from my book. Anyway.
What is your book called?
An Actor's Nightmare.
Now available on Amazon.com.
Also check out Nick's website, DrupalKids.com. It is
not D4K, as you say in your book. It's wrong. Thank you. That was some anger building up for a while. Volume 2, coming out indefinitely for Jimmy's book, where that has been corrected.
Yeah. Reviews.
That's horrifying, though. You know what? It's just like I said, Jimmy's book is called Jimmy's Book of Geese Things. And that's how I promote it as. So people go to Amazon going, Jimmy's Book of Geese Things. I can't find it. Where is it at? And they look on Yahoo and they can't find it. And it's totally, yeah. D4K.com takes you to some of those really bad, weird, hey, if you want to buy this website for like $1,000, then that's what you do.
What are you doing?
I could have followed President Bush every step.
What are you
of the
doing?
Way.
Turn that off.
I know the human being and
turn that off.
So late. So
late. John, the great thing is when we move to the new studio, we can't have any of this. Sweet.
Obama girl thinks Bush is lame.
Well, everyone does. Have you not seen his opinion poll anyway?
Yeah.
Okay, reviews. John Oliver had a Comedy Central special a week or two ago called Terrifying Times. He's British, and a lot of his special was America bashing, but in a fun way. But his jokes about animals and children.
I'm British, I'm going to make fun of you in a very fun way,
My favorite joke was about New Orleans and what Americans think of black people. He's like, I heard this news story where they saved a sea turtle. He's like, so is Americans' opinion. And I'm not doing this in a British accent. It's funny in a British accent. He's like, so in America, they saved all the white people. Then they saved the sea turtles. Then they went back and saved any books about sea turtles or photographs of sea turtles. Then they went back and looked for any white people they had missed the first time. Uh-huh. Then they saved the black people from Katrina. I thought it was funny.
You would.
He also, my other favorite joke... My other favorite joke was when he talks about as a child, you really have two goals in life, to be an ice cream tycoon or a giraffe. And if you become close to either of those things, you'll be pretty happy.
Uh-huh.
How will being a giraffe makes you happy?
As a child, you want to grow up and be a giraffe.
I don't want to be a giraffe. Did.
You never had like an animal you wanted
you
to grow
up and
be a
child?
You need
to get your facts right.
Yeah.
I was... John Oliver, never mind.
John Oliver needs to get
he's
his
funny.
Facts right. Maybe he's funny in this great Britain of his, wherever the heck that is. But here in America,
that is.
It's up north. Just follow west on this great star and you'll find it. Turn left at Neverland.
Second star to the right and straight on till morning.
There we go. That's what I was going for.
Mm-hmm.
But being that I didn't say it wasn't Neverland,
I'm sure
it's off
reruns,
to the left.
So check out John Oliver, Terrifying Times, or watch him on the
it is actually
show
pretty
John
funny.
Stewart.
It was pretty funny.
Yes.
I'm sure it was.
Very funny. Also, The Riches did their season finale.
I watched a bit of it. How did that
Hustler
end?
Series
How did that end?
The one bad gypsy has the one son kidnapped. And
oh, no, I didn't watch any of it. I forgot about it.
The cop came on the new driver, and it all hell broke loose. It was all convoluted fucking nuts. Knuck and futz, I'm sorry. And it may be the series finale because it has not yet been picked up for a third season, but we'll see. It was good.
Bum, 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 bum. Wow.
Nick and I both watched a special Law & Order SVU with Robin Williams.
Yes, we did. That
really?
Was good.
It made me want to watch Law & Order SVU. And
Jimmy taped it right away.
Oh, yeah?
And
yeah.
I changed my mind and canceled my
game. Yeah, because he's trying to cut back.
Have you seen any episode of Law & Order or CSI or any of those spinoffs?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I don't. But the Robin Williams one, it was really good. He was crazy.
Yeah. He was, well, the thing is, the last time he was on a show like that, it was on NBC's Homicide: Life on the Street,
okay.
And he played the father of the victim.
Yeah.
And it was, of course, it was great. And back then, he hadn't made any dramatic movies like Good Will Hunting or anything like that.
Pat Travers. That's not. That's comedy.
Well, that was a.
But it's like
it's a drama.
Yeah, I mean, Patch Adams was more. Well, actually, at the end of that was. You know, Patch Adams in real life is supposedly gay.
Really?
Did it?
Yeah, it's very. He's very ambiguous to what sexuality is, and most people think that are close to him say that he is very gay. So, which is funny because the movie made him perfectly straight to Hollywoodize it.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Well, I will also be watching an episode of CSI this coming week because Two and a Half Men and CSI switched their writers.
Even though
I don't watch either of those shows because I don't like them, Nick and I are going to watch them.
Mm-hmm. I'm sort of pumped.
The CSI episode is called Two and a Half Deaths, and I can't remember the Two and a Half Men what it was called, but it's something with CSI. I can look it up real quick.
Crime Scene, or it's like Charlie Crime Scene Investigator.
Give me a second
or something.
To look it up. You talk about something you watched.
Okay.
Iron Man, perhaps. Or
no, Iron Man. I'll talk about later. My gay video game. I bought Grand Theft Auto 4. I will say that I missed some of the picking up of the hookers.
The stripper was pretty funny, though. The lap dance.
Oh, hold on. I'll get to that. This is one of the things I feel sad. It makes me feel sad and weird. Like
somebody's masturbating to these scenes.
No. Okay. Well, part of my thing is that really irks me is that... Remember the joke in The Office, Second Life?
Oh, well,
and John
Two and a Half Men's is called Fish in a Drawer, but it's a CSI team investigates a mysterious death at Charlie's house.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's on this Monday, tomorrow.
That's on Monday, and I think the CSI.
And this should
Thursday.
Be up tonight, hopefully, all things pending. So this will be up today. Anyway, the only things I feel, it's the first time I ever played a video game, and I feel pathetic playing it. Like, I feel like the guy that you make fun of in all those TV shows and movies, but I'm not playing it like War of Warcraft. Like, South Park made the episode, they just sit there and that's all they play. And that's what everyone is. Well, yeah, I'm already that cliche. I don't want to add to it anymore. I'm being serious.
Bucket, though.
Right. Well, ooh, that's fucking disgusting.
It was disgusting.
That was hilarious.
It's hilarious, but that's disgusting.
Mom, here it goes.
Bam, bam, bam. Ooh.
That's a big boy. Okay, talk about your game.
So yeah.
That was the voice of my mom talking to my dog, actually.
Who's a big girl?
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
She goes to the bathroom, mom, and I'm like... Who's a big girl? Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's cool. But that's what you sort of feel like, wow, am I really that guy? Because the thing is that within the game, in the mafia, which is true, you have to make contacts with people. You have to take people out and run them around. Mm-hmm. This game, you get a girlfriend. You have to schmooze her to fuck you. You take her out to a bar. And then at the bar, you play drinking games. as mini games, or you go play pool, or you take her. She wants to go bowling. She wants to go dancing. You have to take her to these places,
uh-huh.
And then it's almost like Second Life.
Cheating whore.
Michelle is, wow. But that yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So you feel like wow, really? And then also because at least me, I don't want to get caught fucking caught by the cops. I actually stop at stoplights, and I saw I'm looking at the idiocy of in a video game. Stopping at a stoplight, taking an electronic girlfriend out to a date, taking my cousin Roman off to a bar. It's just...
Nick did that.
It's just unfucking believable. And then tonight, for example, I called my cousin up because it goes, reminder, you get a cell phone. You can call people in the middle of the game while you're driving. Call people and just say, hey, what's up? That's what I'm saying. And so literally, you call your cousin up and go, hey, Nico, come on down, my friend. We go do something. What do you want to do? And it says... What you want to choose from? So I choose strip club. Just to see it. We go to the strip club, and I'm like, Jimmy, come here. You need to fucking see this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You see the strip dance.
And you can change different angles. Different angles. Giving you a lap dance.
Yes. And Jimmy, sure. I kept
She's wearing this little tiny thong and yes. two taped X's over her nipples.
And Jimmy, I kept hitting the A to buy more dances. I bought 3 more dances, and each dance, it got raunchier comparably, even though it's a video game. And my second
He's
favorite is
like
a second.
With a crotch in your
face. Yes, oh and the second.
And you can watch it from different angles.
And a second girl came in on the third one. Yeah, and they both were like they started humping each other. It was so fucking awesome. But I'm starting going. I feel a little lame for.
I need to play your game.
Doing this. See, that's what I'm saying. Like you sort of, it's cool.
No, I do it more trouble. I think Morgan was a little pissed at me that I kept playing those Obama girl videos because she was.
Oh, she was mad.
I don't think she was mad. I just think she was rolling her eyes at me.
She got up and.
Learning that you're so lame, she looked at me and said, "You're so lame."
Yeah.
She did get up and like go to the bathroom and kept leaving.
So, overall, that game is worth a try, but beyond that, I don't know. I'm still playing it, but yeah. I don't know. I feel weird playing it when I play it, so I don't play it as much like some of my other games. Like Simpsons game, I'd be in 2 days. Yeah. This game, I'm not going that fast in because I feel weird playing it.
Yeah. Well, since you reviewed a video game, I can review it right now.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Sorry, I'm talking to a bottle. It sounds echoey.
Echoey. Echoey. Echoey.
My brother came home from Toledo this past weekend, and he bought a Wii last week.
Oh yeah, what game did he buy? Is this the game you're talking about?
Yeah, he bought Mario Kart.
How is that? I heard that is awesome.
It was fun. It's crazy. You're sitting there with the wheel and stuff.
Oh, they have the actual wheel?
Yeah, you put the controller in the wheel. It like snaps in, and it has basically all the old tracks from the 64.
Oh, Star Wars. Yeah.
And GameCube and stuff. And then some new ones, too, of course. But and you can hook up the old controller to it if you don't like the wheel, which I think the controller is still easier with the cord, like, hooked to the Wii.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you do the thing that you could do in Double Dash where you can switch the players around? Like, one can fire, one can...
No, it's not like that.
It's like 64.
Yeah, it's like 64.
I didn't like Double Dash as much as I like 64.
Well, that's pretty sweet. Like, Yoshi's the best one. That's the one I played the
best. I always love
you. You have a motorcycle?
Oh, yeah.
And you do, like, wheelies and stuff, and, you know, you're sliding and crap like that.
But oh, that's cool. Sweet.
See, when you're driving like a real car, and it's crazy.
You still use a steering wheel for the motorcycle?
Well, that's...
Did you have handlebars for the motorcycle?
I don't know. I think that the only thing that turns me off of the Wii, and maybe it's because I'm a cliche fat guy, but I want to play a video game. I want to sit and be lazy.
Now, see, I like the Wii. I want to play tennis, and it's really like you're playing tennis. You're
well, some of that, it. Yeah, but well, with I've some heard, video games that, like Metroid, that you have to literally hold Wii. It like this the entire time, and that's just
I
like...
Really want to
I've heard people with the Wii, it's some sort of disease or something, some sort of...
Like arthritis or something.
Yeah, like arthritis and carpal tunnel, like some sort of repetitive motion.
Well, yeah,
because like, you're doing typing. The same thing, and like I don't know.
They said carpal tunnel is all but disappeared in this day and age. Like it was big in the 90s, but it's kind of gone away.
Yeah,
and stuff. But yeah, they're buying the Wii's for like people with arthritis and stuff to help them.
Yeah.
Rehabilitate and work on their motor skills.
Because I mean, that's the only thing with the Wii. I love video games. I wouldn't mind buying a Wii.
I think it's fun.
I really want one. I do.
Especially
with another video game system, it'll be a Wii.
Especially with some games like Zelda.
Yeah.
I don't really see doing the whole thing where you're doing that to do a sword.
The gun's freaking cool though.
They come with a gun too.
It might not be actual Zelda. It's like some sort of.
Well, I know in Metroid they do something where you have to hold it like this, and like really the entire game you have to, unless you switch over to the normal old school controls, but then you don't get as many, like,
I don't know,
power ups or the controls are not as great.
It's the whole thing where you have
to do the bow.
Yeah, you go with like with a crossbow the whole game.
Yes,
and you have an actual gun. You're going like you know.
And I heard that game is awesome.
It's pretty fun.
That's all. And can I just say this? Being that I'm moving out soon. From the studio.
Our studio is moving again. We'll have our third studio in last year.
And one of the things I'm doing is I'm looking at possible entertainment within the studio. And one of the things is that I'm looking to get a Blu-ray player.
I'm no longer going to live in the studio. Yay!
The Blu-ray player is $3.99, the cheapest one. At PS3 already has like the high quality one in it for the same price.
Yeah, get a PS3. Fuck it.
That's what I'm saying. It's almost better to get a PS3. And the thing is, I really, honestly, I'll say it, I really don't want a PS3.
Yeah.
It's not none of the games are really coming out to me right now. And
None of the game system has
not
Blu-ray?
No. Microsoft is still keeping, has not publicly said that, even though everyone, like the movie studios are all saying it's Blu-ray, they're going, no, we're not supporting it still. We won't make a drive for it. And some of the fans are like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So now people with PS3 is starting to become a better seller. But anyway, I digress.
Okay.
Huh.
Reviews.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother, in the first season, they had referenced the goat in the bathroom and then said it was going to happen in 3 years. So I was a little confused why 2 years later they were having the episode. And the goat didn't really, it kind of related to some of the plot, but not completely. And at the end of the episode, they're like, oh yeah, no, that didn't happen this year. That happened next year. So they put the goat off in the bathroom one more year. But it was funny. Oh, Barney slept with Robin. Oh my god! Did not see that coming. Huge thing on the show.
Yeah.
Well,
like even the few times I've seen the show, I've not really watched it that much.
I've been
watching it. You go. Those two have great chemistry. They should sleep together. Right. Even though Neil Patrick Harris is a little gay.
Well, but now
he's a good actor.
Said he didn't want to be friends with Barney anymore, and so it's going to be
speaking
all about
of
Barney.
Harris, did you see
Harold and Kumar?
Yeah,
I want to.
Did you see the first one, the White Castle?
Yes,
I thought it was great, and you know, I guess he's just the same way.
Well, we were talking about suing companies and things before the show. My aunt works in the legal department at White Castle, and
when
the movie was first coming out, they were going to block it, and then they ended up getting on board with it and helping them and giving them funding and stuff as it went into production. But yeah, this, for the first one. But the second one I heard was really good too.
This has nothing really to do with about the movie, but how we went to see the movie, which is funny. And that is, my other best friend Nathan Trimmer was getting married, and he does not, being a son of a preacher, God love him, he did not want to do a normal bachelor party. He wanted his groomsmen to go see Harold and Kumar go to White Castle the day of his wedding.
The day of his wedding?
The day of his wedding. So we drove to Steak and Shake. We had a light breakfast / lunch brunch, a.k.a. And I'm nervous because, A, it's the day of the wedding. B, I'm the best man. C, I feel sick because I have to do a speech and DJ and do this. So I only ate coleslaw, and even then I didn't eat any coleslaw, which is funny because, hey, love the food. Yeah. So then we walked across the street, went to the movie theater, and the entire time we're like, we're going to be late. We pull in with about 10 minutes to get dressed, just to change our clothes. And his mom and his sister were screaming at him and me and his other groomsmen because we won. And so it's like, what are you thinking? The day of your wedding, where have you guys been? And apparently his wife, Heather, didn't find out about it until like later on the honeymoon. She saw like he stopped taking out his wallet and stuff, and there was the movie ticket there. And so she found out about it. And she actually thought it was funny. But, you know, she didn't get mad at him.
Wow, like, controlling much? She went through his wallet already?
No. She just saw the movie ticket there. She did not go through it. It was, like, separated from it. But, yeah, I thought that
That's probably a good thing, yeah.
But, well, and also...
The day of the wedding, she probably was, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
She was
pissed off.
Well, she found out that because they went to Vegas at the Bellagio because they saw Ocean's 11. And they're like, let's go to Bellagio.
Yeah.
And so when they're going, oh, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, put your stuff on the thing, and that's when she saw it.
Yeah,
and I was like, so that's my... but we did love Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay, so what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
About?
Harold and
Kumar. I was just talking about Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay.
But thank you, Jimmy, for trying to include John in that.
Thank you.
On Brothers and Sisters, Ken Olin is Rebecca's father, so she's not really Walker, but she's lying to the Walkers. And there's still Rebecca, Justin, brother-sister weirdness, and they're totally going to make out, even though Justin still thinks that she's his sister.
Dun, 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 dun,
and Kitty can't have a baby, and Rob Lowe turns down the vice president job. So he's not going to be vice president. He's not going to DC.
Dun, 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 dun.
On Grey's Anatomy, Addison returned of Private Practice fame. Kate Walsh. All this stuff came out.
Wait
she
for
discovered
it. Wait for it.
That Derek and Meredith have broke up. And, go ahead.
Dun, 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 dun.
And she chewed out Meredith for losing Derek because
da-da-da.
She gave up the husband.
Da-da-da-da.
Ava came back and told Alex she was pregnant with his baby.
Da-da-da-da-da.
But it turns out she's not pregnant.
Da-da.
Izzy feels left out
da-da.
Because the interns are in Georgia partying without her. So sad. And Dr. Han, who I kind of thought was kind of lesbianish, is a lesbian and she's in love with Callie.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't think Callie's a lesbian because then she immediately went and slept with McSteamy, found out that they thought they were a lesbian couple. But yeah, I want them to be a lesbian couple. I think that's fun.
Hot lesbian sex.
Also, I continued reading those four new Star Trek books.
Yeah,
I started a review last week, and I'm not finished. I still have like 150 pages left the last one, but the third one called Q&A is what the next movie would have been. It was really cool. It was like all about moving on without Data, and Data's pictures on the cover. And they opened the book like boxing up before.
It's called advertising. It made you buy the book.
It was awesome. And then Hugh came back and they really tied all the Q stories from not just Next Generation, but the other series together and what Q's master plan for Picard was.
The Borg's back, baby.
The whole book was about the end of the universe and how Picard was the only one who could save it, and Q had prepared him for the moment. So it was really cool.
Make it so.
And now in the new book I'm reading, you should even find this amusing. There's this giant Borg cube that's like they fought in the second book. It was disarmed. The Borg are now adapted, so they're absorbing, and planet or ships just melt into them. But and Captain Janeway, while she was Admiral Janeway, she is the new Borg queen, which is really cool. But what I thought was amusing, and I think you guys would think is funny too, the cube's closing in on Pluto, and the one admiral's like, it's going to get Pluto, it's a dwarf planet. No, it's not, it's a planet again. What? How many times have they changed that designation in the last 3 centuries?
Wow.
But then it eats Pluto, so Pluto no longer exists in Star Trek universe.
Dun, 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 dun,
which is
dun,
kind of fun. But I will have my finale of Star Trek book recaps next week after I finish the last book. All I got left is Idle, so I bet Nick wants to do his Iron Man.
Yeah,
stretch out Iron Man.
Yes, I did watch The Office. I love that because I thought Michael.
Yeah,
I like Michael, but he makes me cringe a lot to the point where sometimes I have to pause or I look away when it's going down. I didn't look away. I was glued. Now, and some people I've talked to at work that like the screamy stuff, they actually got turned off by it because they've never done that before. It's always so stupid. No one addresses how an idiot he is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm actually glad it happened. And
I am too. And I like the thing with Phyllis at the end, though.
I did like
Stanley's place.
Yeah. I did like at the end, though, Michael did show a form of respect, which is, I don't like you talking to me like that way.
Yeah.
He goes, fair enough. I'll remember that. Good.
Mm-hmm. And they came to an understanding. Yeah. And it was also the first episode I liked Angela and Andy together. I did. I mean, I thought the madams were lame as hell. Tall. What were her two adjectives?
Tall and nice.
Tall, nice.
Wait a minute, I don't remember
tall,
that.
Tall, no, nice.
I don't remember that.
They're doing Mad Libs at the beginning.
And he's eating cat food.
And he's like, tall,
no,
nice,
I think I might have cut that off because of TiVo. I don't remember seeing that.
Oh, man.
You have to watch it. It's funny.
Okay,
Dwight does Mad Libs.
I didn't get that. I mean, it was funny, but I totally didn't get that was like a prequel. Okay.
Yeah, because they were sitting and doing Mad Libs, and Angela was doing like the lamest ones.
She only was using nice and tall.
A tall man came in who was very nice.
Nice. And like, good cat food, or is it good food for cats or something? Andy's like, it was so stupid.
And then what was up?
I actually felt like they were a good couple in that
scene. And then what was Dwight? I thought it was funny. He's like, say it, do it, agree.
Four, three,
say it, yes,
three,
say it,
sign. Oh, and then he went back and counted again.
He's like, dude, man, what are you doing?
Then he tried to do it to Michael.
Michael is an idiot, but he's not that far gone. He can say no to Dwight.
Yeah.
So mad props. I did like the comment, though. He's like, what's the pink line? That's for menstrual cycles.
Yeah, and then of course Jim doing the Pam. I propose that you propose. I'm doing it. I propose that you give me some coffee.
I love Michael going, Pam, I'm not hearing anything. All I hear is ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
Our weekly office hilarity.
Recap, yeah.
Well, there's only one more half-hour episode and then a full-hour episode, and Toby's leaving? That's like the full hours. Goodbye, Toby.
Is it? They're saying there's a twist of that three of the six things will happen. I won't get all six, so I apologize. An engagement, a death, an infidelity. They said engagement and infidelity is probably two of the three. And a firing and something else.
Quitting.
I felt bad for Jim.
Yeah.
That was, well, Ryan's a fucking douche.
I know, yeah, I was going to say.
I think Ryan only did that because...
And what makes him mad, Ryan's one of the writers on the show, and he's making himself be like that, but I don't know. I mean...
Yeah. Well, Ryan's character has taken an interesting twist.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it or not.
I only liked him when he was in the club. He was actually nice to Michael and Dwight and them. I'm like, really? He does care.
Yeah.
He's like, come back, stay
Well, that's the thing. I think part of it
I
is...
I think it was high.
He was high, but he seemed genuinely glad to see them. It was sweet.
Yeah, drugs won't mask that up. Like, that just makes you more hyper than...
Yeah.
Like, I think it...
If he's on weed, I would say...
I love everybody, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I feel bad for Jim, though.
Jim will... either way, by the time the show is, no matter what, Jim will get his...
Yeah.
Everyone will get their come up except for Jim and Pam.
Yeah.
At least that's what it should be.
Right, I don't get it.
Because apparently Greg Daniels...
It's all because of Toby.
I like, too, when Andy suggested doing an outgoing voicemail that was with a zing and pizzazz or whatever, and Jim's like, let's do a newer voicemail with more zing
and more pizzazz. And Andy just looks
Andy
at him.
Like a wounded dog that you kicked.
Yeah, that
was funny, because there was no reason for Jim to one-up Andy there, and he did it anyway.
The thing is, too, as Greg Daniels said, by the time they're starting to get the show the way that Michael Gervais and the show, which means... I mean, some of the characters they introduced...
We need at least another season or two.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it'll go for like at least three more years.
I
honestly think. But in terms of where they're going, I think they'll maybe do some stuff that Ricky Gervais wanted to do but never got to do.
Yeah.
Because he is producing the show. He does still have a lot of say in what goes on. Yeah. He likes the fact that they kept Jan around longer than they did in the original show.
Well, Jan provided much hilarity. I think she'll be back.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen the last of Jan.
Yeah, I don't either.
And by the way, can I just say, I listened to the words of that song on NBC.com, and doesn't it sound like any other words going to rhyme with Jan? But it never does. Remember her assistant makes the CD of songs?
Oh, yeah,
and the one song she keeps playing,
yeah.
It almost sounds like the chorus is going to say it's Jan.
Oh, yeah.
But they never say it. And I'm just like, it's totally about fucking Jan.
Well, oh, yeah.
That
could be what the infidelity is about, maybe.
Ooh.
She cheated on Michael. Anyway. Iron Man was simply amazing.
I would see it now. I was not excited. Now I am again.
It was awesome. So kinds of awesome. I consider Spider-Man 2 to be the best superhero movie. This, if it didn't have the Mary Jane, oh, woe is me bullshit, if it did have it, it would be the number one movie. But beyond that, like the way he kicks the terrorist's ass.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so fucking playboys. It's hilarious. And the big twist at the end of the credits... Let's just say Samuel L. Jackson makes a cameo, and it's fucking awesome.
Well, Stephen Colbert lauded the trailer, because he only watches trailers, because it was finally about a billionaire getting to be a superhero. There should be more movies about billionaires, like Andrew Carnegie and his bionic beard so he could spit metal beams at the uprising people.
Oh, it was...
Or Rockefeller and his cheetah... pelvis. Not because it's based in reality, but because
and maybe
be awesome.
You won't find, there's a scene in there you maybe won't find, I mean, you'll find it funny.
Yeah.
But it's the first time I ever watched the movie, I almost passed out laughing so hard.
Really?
Because he's testing shit out, and some of the shit that goes wrong while he's testing it out, like, you're expecting it to go bad, but not as bad as it goes.
Yeah.
So when the shit goes bad, like, it got to the point where I kneeled over, and I was like, ah! And I faded it out from vision for a bit, but no, it was really. I was surprised.
I wish I could have went and saw it.
Because
you went on like opening night didn't
Thursday.
You?
Yeah. Well, great thing is they opened it at like at 8 p.m., so I didn't have to go at midnight.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah. So we totally went at 8 p.m. or 8:30. We saw the DPL. Funny story about that though. We got there. The credits started rolling, and I'm going, okay, Universal. I don't remember Universal putting their name on
this
movie.
That's hilarious.
And then Weinstein Company. I don't remember Weinstein putting their name on that. Yeah. Then I see. Starring Jackie Chan, Jet Li in The Forbidden Kingdom. And we all sat there in the theater going, what the hell is going on? And they played 20 minutes of The Forbidden Kingdom. I'm not kidding. That was a little frustrating.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Dad really sat there. Like, he timed me last night. He's like, how long were that going to go on before you got mad and got up and said something? I'm like, I don't know. I was flabbergasted with anger.
Was it really bad?
It actually was pretty good. I will say that.
Did you want to see the end?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I didn't. Not then. I want to see Iron Man.
Yeah, yeah.
But like looking back, I'm like, yeah, it is sort of cool. It was the number one movie for like one week and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And people who've seen it say it was really good.
Huh.
Even girls, which girls said an action movie rocks. Bravo to them. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So yeah, and Iron Man's number one in the box office, which means Jon Favreau might be doing that, an Avengers movie, and more Iron Man, which is awesome. Cool. It's second to Spider-Man's opening weekend.
Sweet.
Yes.
Very awesome. Did they play back Black Sabbath?
Yes, during the end credits.
During the I wondered if they would or not. But
yeah, well,
like right when he like
busts out the doors and
yeah,
shit, and he
like
starts
the very forward. First time.
Oh, well,
very like they it's have, quiet, and all of a sudden you hear. Yeah.
Well, the movie sort of takes a surprise twist, like right before the credits roll, something happens, like right as it ends, and it's sort of it's cool. But that's when you hear, it just cut to credits. Yeah. After Tony Stark says something very, whoa, really?
Cool.
So anyway, okay. Iron Man's a great movie. I loved it.
All right, so Brooke White sucks.
Brooke White doesn't suck. I mean, Daydream believes.
No, we've advertised it the
that's
entire
right.
show.
Yeah. I'm a believer. I'm
that's the
suck.
Reason why she got voted out.
Probably, because that
think
one
so.
Sucked. But the second song was good.
Yeah, it was alright.
She's should have been Saisha. Saisha sucks, and she got home the last, like, 8 weeks. She's been in the bottom
yeah.
two
yeah.
like, 8 weeks running.
But
and I hate David Archuleta.
I do, too. Amanda says he, which I agree, he sings too many songs that give handjobs to Middle America. And,
yes. Well, see, I'm a David Cook fan. I
nice.
All the way.
She said it when Christy Lee Cook sang
yeah.
God Bless the USA.
That
too,
was
but.
Lame. They only sang it that week.
Yeah.
I'm
handjobs to Middle America.
I'm
David
Cook all the way. I do think it's going to come down to the two Davids. It's the top two.
Yeah, I do, too. I wish... I hope Archuleta goes before Casta. Jason Casta.
It won't happen, though. I think it'll be Saisha next, finally, or Castro. Mm-hmm. Saisha should have been gone so long ago. I want the top three to be
see,
Ozzy,
I think
Michael.
Saisha... I mean, I think she should be gone, sure.
Yeah.
But...
You think she was better than Brooke?
Yeah.
No,
I do. I thought Brooke was horrible.
Mm. I wanted the top three to be Ozzy Michael, Tattoo Carly, and David Cook. And
you
Austin,
suck.
Michael, and Tattoo Carly are gone.
Saisha's the black girl, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Has anyone not learned from Anastasia or whatever the fuck her name was? Anastasia or whatever?
Fantasia?
Saisha should have been on the show, like, 5 years ago. When they had, you know, big black lady voice, you know, crap like that.
Well, she's done some
when all
songs,
that stuff,
overall, be,
you know,
sucked.
When... When that's what you, you know, when they were like...
When they were in.
Oh, it's about the voice and all this stuff.
No,
it's just
not,
about,
it's about the marketing
fucking dreadlocks and... He's cute and has pretty eyes and, you know...
That's why
I'm 40 years old. I'm going to vote for the little kid who's
although
so
I
sweet
did,
and sings, you know, freaking power ballads that were written 10 years before I was born.
Did you during the results show, I know it's like...
I'm sensing some
moment,
anger, John.
But did you catch the phone calls where Simon's first kiss called in?
No.
It's not like some old lady who's living in California now called in with a British accent, and she's like, Simon, do you remember your first kiss when you were 9 years old? And he's like, is this? And he says some name, and she's like, yeah. He's like, she was my first kiss, and blah, blah, blah. And then they ask him, point out whether she was a better kisser or Paula was a better kisser. But it was really Simon's first kiss called in. And then they asked her, Ryan asked her if Simon was a good kisser, and she's like, he was nine.
Wow.
But it was still really touching. And Simon's like, get her information. I want to call her. So I think they're going to get it off the show. Wouldn't it be cool if he, like, marries her or something?
That would be weird, but
that would
be cool.
It was very
and then
yeah,
Simon's
sure
heart of
the, you know, catch up and stuff, but
I know. I thought that was cool that they let her phone call through.
Yeah,
now,
that's funny.
The phone calls are usually really lame.
I mean, I wonder how they, you know, I assume anybody can call in.
Well, yeah.
And be like, I was Simon's first kiss.
But she actually was, because Simon knew her name, and they didn't have to put it up, you know?
Yeah.
No, they were. And she had a British accent, too.
Yeah.
Of course. And they talked about, like, in the bushes and whatever. They had the whole story of their first kiss.
Jeez.
It was fun.
Wow.
Simon was, like, genuinely embarrassed and laughing
yeah.
and stuff. Yeah, it was cool.
As far as everyone singing Neil Diamond stuff, I thought, I don't know.
I'm not a big Neil Diamond fan. I like
him. I mean, I am. Oh,
dude, Neil
like
Diamond.
I am, songs, but a lot of the stuff I don't.
I don't know.
They need a Billy Joel week.
Yeah, I know. They do. But
well, they would butcher
the thing
that
is,
too.
Yeah, they would.
They almost can't have big, huge name songs like that. Or big, huge, you know, singers like that. Because, I don't know, you... Either that or... It's like when David Archuleta sang Sweet Caroline. Everyone knows Sweet Caroline. Even though... See, he's just getting through on just people calling in, no matter what he's singing. But if it were still based on song and song choice and how you sound and things like that, I don't think he would go very far. Just because... I don't think... If you're going to sing Sweet Caroline, you got to stay pretty close to the original.
Oh, yeah.
And not do your little, vocal.
Well, and they get mad. If you just sing the original, they get mad. They're always talking about new arrangements and stuff now.
I know,
Sweet
but...
Sweet kitty line.
It just doesn't...
Kitty line? Line.
Yes.
Sweet kitty line. Snuggle bunny fucktard. Anyway.
Who's a big fan, I don't... I was looking forward to hearing Billy Joel songs. Neil Diamond... like versions of the song, I guess, and you know, not people trying to make it their own.
Yeah, because half
of them don't even know what
Neil Diamond
song.
Is.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just
when
like,
it began.
Yeah,
do do do.
Hey, wait a second, Nick. Next week, what do you have for next week?
What do you mean?
I got Star Trek Book Reviews Part 3. We're gonna do 2.5 Men, CSI Writer, Switch. Start a new sketch series perhaps next week. What else do you have on the agenda for next week?
I probably won't be here, actually.
You won't?
That's right.
Because I will be gone. I'll be going to like 3 states in a week.
Wow. John's going on tour.
John loves traveling salvation show. Hum and hum.
We should like
pack up
John
the babies and grab the old ladies, and everyone knows.
We need to get
Unless you want to know how my golf game's going.
We should get
That's
him on
what
the
I'm
phone
doing.
And get him.
Oh, you going? It's vacation?
What's that?
You're on vacation?
Yeah, well,
brother loves soul.
One of them,
kitty.
One of the trips is vacation.
Kitty.
The other two is, they'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to Indiana for my cousin's wedding on Saturday. I'll be back Sunday for Mother's Day to work my ass off of work.
Yeah,
and then I leave at five or six in the morning Monday to go to Kentucky and golf for 4 days. Be back Thursday. Work Friday, Saturday, leave Sunday afternoon to go to Chicago for the food show.
So we may miss you 2 weeks.
Oh, God. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
The No John
the
Show.
No John
unless,
Show.
Yeah, unless we do it like Friday or Saturday night. But I honestly.
So I usually work, it would have to be late Friday night. And Saturday night, next week might work for me.
Who knows?
After
I'll probably be
formal, so.
Beat down tired, so I probably won't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Either,
yeah, a little kitty.
We might not have to do it. We might have to do it without you or get you phoning in the couple minutes of talk or something.
We'll see.
Anyway, wait a second, though. Isn't this our 44th episode, Nick?
Yeah, it's totally...
Are we going to do an anniversary show for our 44th episode?
Yeah, we're not totally doing that, though, Jimmy.
Well, I'm going to come up with something real quick. We can make it.
No, we're totally not making it. Thanks for listening, everyone. You have a good night.
We're going to do an anniversary show. Wait!
Get out of here without... Jeez! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start up, Jesus! Go have some coffee with cream or something! Because I'll tell you something! This is a happy place!
Now.
Mama, she told me someday it would happen. She never said it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with her kiss. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl, you got to me, got to my soul. You got to me, you got control. You got to me. You got to be me. You used to slip through every girl's hands like water. There was one who could never tie me down. Yeah!
Yeah!
Straight ahead and steady as Gibraltar. Till you brought me, towed me to the ground. You got to me, brought me to my knees. Never thought, say please. Girl, you got to me, you got to my soul. You got to me, you got control. You got to be, you got to me, you got mine. Why can't I sing that part? Why can't I sing it?
I'm sorry, Neil.